CW Mobile.
CF Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Happy Friday Eve.
Friday.
Well, at least you got a nice long weekend.
Sometimes
being supervisor just isn't worth it.
Being like this, and we just got to keep people busy. It's just, God, it's so annoying.
Because of the tariffs?
So this is the final retool of the plant for the next model. So both hauls are down since we're launching the car at the same time. And we're going to build the battery version. They're going to build the ICE version. And we'll see how all that goes, but yeah, so we've been shut down for that. Like this year, we won't have a July shutdown. It'll just be the one day.
Over here in Greer.
Put on 85. First morning, I've had to get up this early and be at work.
Missing you.
X5, and then not having to get up as early. I don't have to be at work for meetings or anything else. So it's been nice, but my boss man said to be there at 6, so here I go.
Hey, if you ain't never went to the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, you ought to do that. That was an awesome tour.
Cave in Kentucky. I had to look that one up.
It's a national park, but and it's 415 miles of charted cave. We only did 2 miles. It was a two-hour tour.
400-something miles?
Yeah, they've charted out.
T-Mobile. 04CF.
KN4TFW. Man, I got in the wrong lane. Couldn't see the lines.
Sir Peter, it was awesome. I was, I've been talking to Patrick since I left my house this morning. I'm getting the repeater all the way up in Shelby just fine now.
You reckon they raised the antenna up?
Either the cans just needed to be adjusted, or they had a piece of bad coax or something like that that was eating up some power. But I doubt they raise it up any higher. But maybe. I mean, hopefully we'll run into Dave sometime today and we can ask.
Yep.
Do it.
I know you're coming in real good, Eric.
No, I mean, for starters, I'm in the truck today, so the truck is always better than the car. But, yeah, I mean, I've, you know, intersection of 74 Post Road by my house, all the way in.
Rain down here. I don't know if it's raining up there yet.
The creek, back to the milepost 89, is still dry here.
That's the rain as I go.
4 HGX. Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ken. Morning again, Eric.
KN4 TFW.
JKT.
Sitting here at the QT on the corner, Ken, as you went by, eating my breakfast right quick.
See, I was struggling with the lines right there. It's like, I don't know, some reason I got in the wrong lane. I had to slow down so I could get over to turn. I just couldn't see the lines.
New pavement through there on 290. It's really hard to see the lines coming down through there when it's raining like this.
Patrick, and we got rain just starting here at exit 87.
One of the sandwiches or croissant, sausage, egg, and cheese. Just something quick this morning.
Plain grilled cheese, because they at least it's made fresh. I don't like the stuff off the shelf because it's been sitting there a while, but yeah, the grilled cheese is a good one.
The QT grilled cheese. I ever go in a QT, I might pull in for gas, but that's about it.
Well, what time of day it is for me, because most of the time you can't get near this place.
I mean, he loves that grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, well, it's nowhere near the kind of grilled cheese I make at home, but it's, you know, for a gas station, grilled cheese sandwich is not bad at all. What's going on this weekend?
Anything going on this weekend? I managed to cut most of the grass last night.
Fun's job on that one. We got to take him down to Georgia. They're doing called 08 Conclave Games this the Boy Scouts and some groups get together and they play all kinds of games and compete. It's supposed to be a whole weekend of that.
And I've just got, we've got a charity golf tournament tomorrow for our local animal rescue that I'm doing, but then Courtney and I are going up to Jolo Vineyards in the Yadkin Valley on Saturday, so it should be a fun time.
The center just tore the venue.
Tour, it's a little far away to be drinking, but I guess it's probably a 2.5 hour drive, so we'll probably just tour the vineyards. We might do a flight, but that'll be about it. And, we have a wine order that we want to pick up. UPS, they shipped it to us, but we got a notice from UPS that it was damaged in shipment, so they sent it back. I imagine they tossed it around a little bit too much and one of the bottles inside the box broke, but we're just going to go up there on Saturday and pick it up instead and do a quick tour.
Get your package.
Day before yesterday, Amazon left a package at work. They left it outside the gate in the rain, and there's all kinds of white powdery stuff coming out of it. A bunch of coffee creamer and coffee and that, and Amazon left it outside the main gate in the rain, but somehow they had, something smashed one of the coffee creamers, so you had a box that had all kinds of white powder coming out of it. One of the creamers. And there was creamer all in the box, but I can't believe it. He got through all the checkpoints with white powder coming out of it.
So, they know that they didn't ship something untoward anyway.
The rain again over here.
That I hit up at 87 was just for about a half a mile, just a little bit of drizzle. I'm still dry down here at exit 80. I got an occasional drop hitting the windshield, but overall, nothing yet.
Here again, right as I'm walking into the, getting ready to go in the parking lot. So, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one before I lose the signal. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your phone.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that Friday and that long weekend. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have fun and be safe today. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT.
Radio, if it's raining so loud over here, I can't hardly hear you.
Got on that one? But I bought the really nice Kenwood speaker when I bought this radio back in 2000. I want to say it was like 2011, maybe 2010. And I love it because it's super loud and it's perfect for voice. So, yeah, I hardly ever have to turn up very much, but it can definitely get loud if it needs to.
External speaker on the 5100 and the Kenwood. I got the Kenwood on the tool truck in the Kenwood. It was like $20 on Amazon one day, so I was like, I'll take that. And it makes a huge difference.
External speaker on Amazon for my Chevy, and yeah, I definitely need to get something else because it doesn't sound nearly as good. Oh, I just saw some lightning.
I saw it. It's kind of dry here in Lyman right now.
You're at the top end of 85 business.
I'm still sitting here at the QT and it is absolutely pouring. I can barely see the gas pumps from the parking spot I'm in.
I thought I heard it rain. It was raining when I was in the shower. Then it was raining when I was just sitting there drinking coffee. And then I managed to get in the car when it wasn't raining real bad.
Now it's getting a little loud.
I'll just sit right here where I'm at until it stops. Then I'll go. I'm safer in this little parking spot in the parking lot.
If you're on Wade Hampton.
Not today and not in the little car.
Where is that Mammoth Cave in Kentucky?
On the western side, kind of by, not far from Bowling Green and that, but it was really, really, really interesting. I enjoyed it.
Look it up, and might be a good trip.
It's like one of the largest cave systems in the world.
Like I said, it sounded pretty neat when you were talking about it. I was listening when you and Andrew were talking. was eating my breakfast in, and it sounded pretty neat. 400 something miles of trail underground, or cave underground. That's pretty wild.
You know, I've been in like Ruby Falls, and you get all the stalactites and stalagmites, but this one is different. It's more dry, and but some of the caverns in there are just huge. I mean, they've got like 50-foot ceilings. And I never felt any claustrophobia, you know, with it. But we did a two-hour tour, but they got a lot of different tours: 4-hour tours, 6-hour tours, and that. But it was really nice. Peter to help make gunpowder there, and they said that during the Civil War, about 1/3 of all the bullets fired had ingredients from that mine.
Pretty neat. I've been to the Forbidden Caverns over there outside of Pigeon Forge, and that's kind of the way it is until you get to the bottom down there where they got that sea that they got, I guess. Not really the Lost Sea, or it might be a Lost Sea, I can't remember now. But they haven't found the bottom of it, so pretty good ways down there.
On this tour, about 300 feet down, and that, but it was nice. That tour we were on was 2 miles, 2 hours. I think there was a total of like 540 steps.
When my son was younger, that's the kind of things we used to like to go do, was go to the Forbidden Caverns and the Ruby Falls and all that stuff like that. And so I've been to all those, but we didn't know anything about the Mammoth Cave, so definitely have to look it up.
We enjoyed it. 6 degrees inside there. And the daughter, she was sweating, she was struggling, but it was nice.
Being underground.
She likes it. She just is seriously overweight. She's like 216 and she's only like 5'1". Get in there and they turned out the lights. And they only had a little lantern from the 1830s. And all it had was a flame. It didn't even have a globe on it.
It's amazing how dark it gets in one of those caves like that.
Imagine if you got back there with one of those lanterns and it went out, because, I mean, we were walking on a path, you know. They would have had to walk over all the rocks and boulders and that. It would have been, like, nearly impossible.
The headlamp they got there with the little mirror behind it, like a little tea light flickering.
Just a little handheld oil lamp, and I mean, it didn't look like it held 6 ounces of fluid. Good to go, and now you can purchase your tickets online, and then you just go up there and they'll give you your ticket. But when we took the tour, we were probably a half mile in the cave before they asked to see our ticket, because you can go in on a self-guided tour for at least about a half a mile.
They got you trapped in there then to ask for the ticket. That's one way to do it.
About 120 of us on that particular tour that day. They say if you go more towards the, you know, the fall, there's a lot less people there, and there may only be 10 or 15 on your tour.
Easter weekend, everybody was out doing family stuff.
As bad as I had anticipated it would be, pretty bad, but it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Glad y'all had fun and enjoyed it. And it sounds like an interesting trip.
Last party broke up.
Sounded like an interesting trip.
Buzz, there's a lot of hiking trails around there, and it's one of those national parks that's, you know, it's got the dark sky or whatever. There's not a lot of light, so if you want to see stars, you can see it good there.
I did that around the house, so I don't have too much trouble with that.
A senior lifetime park pass, and that, so I got to do the tour for like half price, which was $12, so that wasn't bad.
For all national parks or federal parks?
The national parks, all the Bureau of Land Management, all the Corps of Engineers, something else, and that, anything that, you know, has a fee to get in. Of course, that one doesn't have a fee to get in, only to take guided tours or whatever. But, yeah, it gets you into all of them. They have a yearly one, and that, but this, I got the lifetime one. It was like $80.
If you put it to use.
I'm planning on doing some more of them. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of national parks around here. I mean, there's Shenandoah, there's Congaree, and that, but not a lot of them are in this area, mostly out west.
National Park.
Great Smokies.
Getting about that heavy rain at 290.
It was bad there for a little bit. It's starting to let up now.
And that's pretty good. I mean, we're at 50 miles an hour on 85 right now.
You be careful out there. That's the main thing.
We were up there, Annette. The daughter had two dogs, and we brought one of them back for a lady that works with Susan. But Susan's pretty attached to the dog, so it looks like it ain't going to work out over at the lady's house because she's got a couple other big dogs, and she's got three kids, and they're running around, and the dog's kind of freaking out.
And another dog.
Jack Russell, or whatever, but it was just, she didn't ever let it run or walk it or whatever. It just had a pitiful life. Most of the time it stayed in the kennel, and it's like, yeah, that's... And then she claimed it didn't walk good on the leash and everything, but that you got to at least try to walk it. It walked good for us.
That one was, but, yeah, you can't, especially a Jack Russell Terrier, those things are hyper anyway. You can't put them in a cage. They take a lot of attention.
He rode good. He liked to ride down the little center console where he wanted to ride at, but if you weren't careful, he'd be over in your lap in just a little bit, and it's like, yeah, you can't do that while I'm driving.
Careful with that while you're driving, that's for sure. I just assume I'm staying in the back like the kids and keep the distractions down while I'm driving.
Well, it's kind of heavy rain here, 76.
At 290, it's let up quite a bit.
What they were saying is it's supposed to be scattered showers today and storms passing through.
Tomorrow's
supposed to be kind of like today, at least around here. It might not be up towards Shelby.
Not for the golf tournament tomorrow,
it's supposed to be more in the afternoon. Today it was supposed to be more in the morning. The line, you can only see like one dotted line. It's pitiful.
For H-Kicks. Yeah, whatever they done to marking the lines on the road years ago, they took whatever they took out of it, they need to put back.
Hey, when it's raining.
It must have been bad for you, so they, you know, they took it out. It's like bad for you. Yeah, I ain't touching the lines on the road, but they don't care if it's in your food as long as it ain't in the paint.
Put it on the road or anything like that, but we can eat it.
Coming down cats and dogs here by the BMW plant. They're pulling a double. He's like, screw this. I'm pulling over and waiting it out.
I blame him, Eric. When you've got that much going on.
You're still going to get overblown here at the Woodruff Road overpass when I get there.
I didn't see. Find out.
Yep. Emma, order me a biscuit.
Hopping for breakfast this morning.